What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 56 of Swipe Up, where I share some of my favorite posts from Instagram. Let's get into it with just a mixture of technology and nature. This dude surfing with a GoPro, and just it's an exceptional view of what it would be like to be in the barrel of a wave, standing on a board, the green room, as it were. Just it's almost like a moment of zen, but it's also very cool to see it in like a super wide angle, kind of fisheye look. And then the somehow the selfie stick is disappeared. I don't know. I really enjoy it. I really enjoyed this video, and it just like it's a place. Unless you're really good at surfing, you're never gonna be inside a wave like that. You're just never gonna do it. So anyway, let's move on to an amazing Photoshop of a zebra. Wait, not a zebra. What are these called? A giraffe, a long-necked animal, where the front of the giraffe is basically looks like the patterns on it were designed by a high-end fashion manufacturer, like a Louis Vuitton or something like that. And then there's like these two warped kind of portals surrounding the torso of the animal, and then the stripes and such kind of fly off of the body. It's really an image that you should be watching the show for. But super cool. I love, like, Photoshop. There's a lot of bad Photoshop out there. And, I mean, when I enjoy Photoshop that's able to do, I mean, this type of Photoshop where it's like realistic, where it looks real. For the most part, you don't see giraffes with that look like this, but you know, it looks like it's a photograph of an insane moment that happened during an experiment. But I don't enjoy hyper-real artwork where people can like paint and draw, and then like the finished product looks exactly like a photograph. Because I don't think that's like zero creativity. That's just 100% technique. That's all that is. That's displaying zero creativity. This is like creativity would change the image from the original, not like, not have the finished product looked exactly like the original. So this, I enjoy this. This is amazing. So moving on to Cub Swanson, just had a battle with Crone Gracie, and this is one of the hardships he had training for the fight was not being able to train at any of the Gracie jiu-jitsu places. So let's hear from Cub real quick.
I have to ask, there was a story out about you trying to go to jiu-jitsu gyms and practice some jiu-jitsu, and they denied you. Uh-huh. Is that true?
That's 100% true. Yeah. I was, you know, training all over in California, you know, just trying to get my game up. You know, even though I'm a little bit older, I'm a veteran, I'm still trying to learn. So I was trying to go all over the place, and then a couple of schools were like, hey, you know, you're fighting a Gracie. You know, they wouldn't appreciate that, so we're not going to train you for this fight. You know, no offense, but you can't come here anymore. And that just brought up some old memories, and that really pissed me off. And I was able to go back home and you know, bring a guy named Hurricane from my old school that I originally came from that I helped get into jiu-jitsu. That's phenomenal. And I was able to link up with him and kind of take it old school. That's why I shaved my head. That's why I wanted to go old school.
It was great, man. Cub is great. It's awesome. I'm always... was a fan of Cub before I knew he was from the Coachella Valley, that he grew up where I grew up. But, yeah, it's just even better. One of the only murals you see in the Valley is of Cub Swanson and another boxer on the side of a gym out in Cathedral City. If you're driving west on 111, you'll see it just on the left-hand side when you pass... kind of that little downtown area in Cathedral City, past the Mary Pigford Theater and the, I think it's the police station right there. But big win for Cub Swanson. Love the dude, and can't wait to see his next fight. But crazy that he wasn't able to train. And there are Gracie gyms out here in the valley, but I don't think he lives out here. I think he's out on the coast. But moving on to Worldstar, this basically some hidden footage from inside Disney headquarters of the giant Mickey machine, basically with tubes hooked up to him, sucking up all of the intellectual property, any kind of networks or movie franchises, just basically sucking in any kind of pop culture that Disney can become even bigger and richer for destroying. I mean, Disney makes really high quality mediocrity. You're not really going to see any kind of epic shit. You're not going to see The Joker, a movie like The Joker, coming out of a Disney studio. They're just very sad. They vanillify everything. And this is just a glimpse into the horror that is behind the curtain of the family-friendly brand known as Disney. Moving on again. Let's move on. This is the last post here. A little sad. Dan Worms, a friend of mine. I've talked to him on podcasts in the past. He's an artist up in Canada. Both him and his girlfriend are artists. And their dog is requiring a surgery, which they're trying to raise money for from their GoFundMe. So if you actually go to the bio of this video, the episode you're watching right now, there's a link to their GoFundMe page if you want to throw some money, donate some money to the good cause. But they are both artists as well, so you can go buy their artwork, and proceeds, obviously, from their artwork will go to help their dog, Iggy. But danworms.bigcartel.com, use coupon code Iggy, I-G-G-Y, at checkout for 50% off. So if you're looking to buy some new art and want to help support a friend of mine and help heal his dog, his girlfriend also has a website, littlealiencreations.bigcartel.com is her site. But yeah, go check out those, or go to the GoFundMe and throw some money at them to help you know, heal their dog. It's tragic, man. Like, I love my dog, and I'm broke, and it's always something that's, you know, you're on the verge of when you're poor is medical bills, either for you or for your pet, just in, or a loved one. It's just there. It costs so much. We live in a horrible country where being healthy is a privilege, not a right. And he's not even in the U.S. He's in Canada, but it's a dog, so it's like, you know, they have health care for all for people in Canada, but not for dogs. So go help him out. And if you're looking for new artwork, go buy some of his artwork. But I wanted to put that on this episode to hopefully help raise some money for Dan and his dog, Iggy. Much love. Send all my positive energy to them. And do some good. If you're looking to, you know, if you don't give a fuck about people, but you just want to do something good in your life, just go throw some money at them, you know, and do some good stuff. But that's it for this episode of Swipe Up. Shout out to Robbie Crawford. Shout out Rycrake _ off grid with a kid. Shout out IG creative _ edits. Shout out Dit Picks. Shout out ESPN MMA and Cub Swanson. Shout out Worldstar. Shout out Beeple _ crap. And shout out Dan Worms. Thank you all for watching. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show do come out every single day, so go and subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. If you want to go buy my artwork, if you've already donated to Dan Worms, but you still want to buy some more artwork, go over to inspireddisorder.com and check out the artwork I have for sale there. You can save 25% when you use coupon code RTS. At Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!